Good afternoon, Audio Boo World. See, it's not moving. It's not moving. Move. There it goes. Okay, so I'm in Antenna, at Antenna underscore UK over in Nottingham, as I usually am. It's sort of become my digital second home. And I'll probably, if I can get the funds together, we'll be building an eco house on the roof at any point. I've just met up with CJ at PCM Creative and Daniel Rose, Daniel Rose Art on Twitter. And Dan is in a fuming rage, actually, about his first mobile phone purchase. It is your first major mobile phone.
It would have been.
Yeah. So tell me what happened.
Okay. A little bit of backstory. Like, as I say, I've never had my own phone. Yeah. I've always sort of used hand-me-downs from CJ. Yeah. But recently, I've been sort of hanging around with you guys, yeah. And I've kind of fallen in love with the idea of doing some video work. So a few months ago, I've made a decision, right, I'm going to get a phone. We've got out, looked at what's on the market.
But you didn't just look at what's on the market, you've totally analysed all this
stuff.
Yeah.
I know what I'm looking for.
Yeah. Pay as you go, you've seen that you can do all the sort of sketching on it, all that sort of
yeah.
Looked into it.
So I was on the verge of buying the HTC Desire, but there was also this nagging thing in the back of my mind that iPhone 4 is about to be released. Mm-hmm. So I thought, do you know what? This is an important phone. People have been raving about, you know, the potential of the iPhone 4, mm. High def video, exactly, you know, what I'm looking for. Interface looks fantastic. Mm. So I thought, okay, I'm going to wait. I'm going to hold on. I'm going to wait until this phone is, you know, is like properly available and dive in and do this properly. So about sort of 3-4 weeks ago, CJ put our names down on like a booking list at 3.
Yeah.
And I've spent the last 2 weeks going, "Where's my own phone? Where's
super
my own?"
Super,
super, super excited.
Yeah.
Now I should jump in here and say that last night, on the eve of going in and picking up these phones,
yeah.
I had this like bizarre dream where for some reason CJ and I are on a beach and we're having to drag a donkey off the beach. Now there's some weird sort of
cross correlation thing going on,
okay?
Yeah,
but anyway, so I've come to this morning, get up, we were told that they're going to open the store at sort of 7 o'clock and come in and pick up these phones. So there we are. We're down at 3:07 in the morning. We walk in, and one of the first things that the guy in the shop sort of says is, "Have you got your photo ID?"
Okay.
Now I don't have a photo ID.
Okay.
I have a driving license. So I have one bank card, and I have lots of bills at home, but no actual photo ID. I've just never needed one.
Have you got a passport?
Do you know what? I haven't got a passport.
Wow. Okay, fair enough. So you haven't got photo ID.
I have not got photo ID.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, hold on a minute. It's like, for starters, why do they need to see a photo ID? Okay, there's a contract involved. So they want to verify that I am who I say I am, and that, so that, you know,
yeah,
that
yeah.
they can get the contract going. But I'm sort of thinking to myself, well, do you know what? I'd buy this phone and pay the contract outright.
Yeah,
I have £1,000 sitting on my card,
yeah.
Or £900 sitting on my card. I'll just do it here
and
there.
Splurge and get the phone.
Oh no, that's not how they work. We can't do that. That doesn't fit into the system of how they do things. So, you know, at this point, I'm thinking, this isn't going to happen then. I'm not going to get this phone. And I'm thinking, no, this is my dream about to go.
You've been waiting and waiting and waiting, building up, expectation.
Oh, yeah.
And the expectation has pretty much put a dampener on this right now.
Well, it's killed it. It's killed it because, I mean, the girl in the shop explaining, well, for starters, the photo ID, Apple have insisted that they have the photo ID for their contracts. So I'm thinking, okay, so this is Apple basically stipulating, you know, how phone to be sold.
That's ridiculous.
Three are going with it, and they're non-movable on how they operate that. And to be honest, the overriding thing to me was, I'm standing in that shop, you know, having got this excited and you know, gone in at 7 in the morning like a turkey.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And I'm standing in that shop, you know, feeling, you know, judged I haven't got.
Yeah.
A photo ID. I mean, what's that all about? What is that all about?
I think you've hit the first feel pointed for you at the whole situation, because I know how excited you were about it, and I still know that is the phone that you'll get a lot out of. And as it happens, you bought two. I mean, you've got one. You went there for two. CJ was having one at the same time as you, She had photo ID so she could get it. But it so you've got one in the family as such. But I absolutely agree with you that we need to have, we need to get this out, and we need to have a conversation about why are companies now sort of adding these extra levels of entry points, very difficult entry points for a piece of hardware. You know, why are they to turn it into a camera's nightmare, can't it, really?
Well, I should add as well that when CJ put the phones, I mean, we were on the understanding that, because she was going to go on a contract, I was going to buy my phone outright and then go on a pay-as-you-go. Which, that was the other thing that they sort of said to us this morning, is that no, they can't sell me the phone outright anyway. We would have to go on a contract. They knew this 2 months ago before we even pre-booked. This is three. And so why weren't we told at the time? Yeah. Why weren't we told about the photo ID at the time?
I'm annoyed for you, because one of the biggest things about this annoys me about mobile shops in general, not just three, but the fact that they'll put you on a list, but they won't tell you what's going on with the shipment, and actually they just want you, the expectation is that you'll wait, yeah, and you'll just, you know, I want to feel like I'm not just subscribing to somebody and being this little, you know, person on their stats and figures of the amount of people. I want to be a customer who feels like I've got some kind of loyalty in there. Being told, you know, going into a store or seeing an advert saying we've got the new iPhone 4 and then having to wait 3 weeks, it's not acceptable. And it's not acceptable to not have updates every week saying you need a photo, you need this, you need this, you need this, because it's completely ruined your expectation now.
Well, I mean, for starters, it seems as if, you know, well, and it's pretty obvious that they're not like making these to go. I don't know what they're, you know, find out about, you know, sort of, what are other companies doing? How are they running tracks? We won't offer people what we said we were going to offer them, because nobody else is doing that, so we'll probably be doing ourselves out of that.
I think you're right.
And when we tossed it up, I mean, you know, for me to buy the phone and to go on as you go, I'd probably saved overall over the 2 year contracts about sort of £200.
Okay.
So okay. But even given that, the fact that, you know, I've got the money in my pocket and I'm prepared to pay, that their systems are so inflexible that they can't let me buy a phone and pay for... I'm prepared to give them what they want.
And if it's starting like this now, and this is the first time I've seen a mobile phone cause this, I don't know who's causing it. Is Apple causing it? Is the operator causing it? Who's causing it? But it worries me that, you know, we now have this data tariff of 500 meg. We know that people are consuming more data, they're using the iPhones to be able to do more updating and whatever. So they've shifted the business model, which I understand, because it's a business to make more money off you. But if they're... Is this going to be how things are done in the future? You know, it starts with mobile phones. It's going to start be happening with, you know, cars or houses, you know. How do we start a conversation about that? We need to be able to have get people moaning about this stuff and making a big deal about it to get it changed.
I'm definitely feeling. I don't.
Are you still going to get an iPhone? Are you still going to get one?
Do you know? You know what I mean? You know, I've looked hard at the iPhone. I love the look of what it can do. I love the interface. I love the touchscreen. I love the fact that it's got HD video. But I've started to have my doubts about, you know, the ethics and philosophy of Apple, you know, as a company. So that has been, you know, there in the back of my mind. So, but, you know, you're prepared to, you know, trade some of these things off in order to get a great device, and I still think it's a great device, but my feeling right here right now is I'm not chuffed with Apple. And I'm not chuffed with three, especially not chuffed with three.